Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:13 on this Thursday morning. Hot, humid today. Chance for showers. I hope this doesn't come as a severe shock, but we have an immigration problem in this country. But we also have a problem with how we're dealing with it. David Beer joins us now, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. How you doing, David?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Before we went to the break, I said this because I saw your tweet, and it made reference to a Wall Street Journal article, and it related to something that White House and ICE are involved with, and it's. I'm going to let you expand in a second, but I have heard anecdotally numerous people say, well, if ICE wants to round people up, they need to go to Home Depot. That's where they can find them. And anecdotally is not a way to run a country. And I want you to get into that, why that's not legal. And I also want you to get into the rule of man, the rule of law, and immigration policy, because I think all of that is an important part of this. With that, I turn it over to you.
Yeah, so what we're talking about, really what has driven up these arrests to such high levels in the last few weeks, is that ICE has just been going to Home Depot parking lots and other places and just grabbing people and demanding to see their papers. And that's not constitutional. That is not the way that law enforcement operates in the United States. You're required to have suspicion that some based on actual facts, not just someone being at Home Depot, is not a fact related to their legal status in the United States. And so obviously there are a lot of people who were rounded up in this who are here illegally, but that's not how law enforcement is supposed to operate. They're supposed to follow the rules, probable cause, reasonable suspicion to make arrests and detain people. That's what the Constitution and the Founding Fathers believed in. And I think we should still believe in that, no matter what the policy goal is. But certainly in this area where it's so fraught and so divisive, we should be dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's to do whatever we're going to do correctly. So it is not subject to controversies that aren't related to the actual policy goals that we're proceeding under. And that's really what we're talking about, is the rule of law, following the rules and principles of the Constitution and the laws that are passed by Congress, and not just whatever whim an agent, you know, whatever hunch an agent might have. That's the rule of man. That's subjective. That's not based on the objective laws and the Constitution.
And I want to drill down on that, and I want to bring the audience into this, because we have a text line where people can text in, and I just want to surface these objections, as they say in sales, so that you can address them so people understand. Somebody says, a couple of people are texting and saying, well, this is silly. You know doggone well they're illegal. Why can't ICE just get them at Home Depot? It's easier for everybody. Again, David, if you want to talk about the constitutional underpinnings and why we necessarily don't want that for them today because it could lead to us tomorrow.
Right. Once you start saying that you don't need actual any evidence before grabbing people up, then that's the end of that principle, not just in this area, but in every other area. And so once you lose the principle on underpinning the constitutional rule, then there's nothing to stop the next administration from grabbing people up for, I don't know, not getting the COVID vaccine or whatever the objection is or the policy goal that administration has. So, yeah, we need to have legal principles that are followed to a T, regardless of what your hunch or your belief is. And look, there are lots of people who are in the country legally who have already been grabbed up and have already been detained by this administration in this process of targeting people at Home Depots and other workplaces. And that is part of the reason why we should object, because it's our rights that are impacted when we take the rights away and the legal principles away that are underpinning the Constitution.
David, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. However, I know people text these things in and they think them, so I just want them to think through what it is that they think they believe. Somebody said, fact, the Hispanic people hanging out in Home Depot parking lot looking for work are doing so because they can't be legally hired because of illegal status. It is a well-known fact. Talk about the laws and the Constitution and what's considered a fact and what isn't considered a fact and how sometimes people think they know damn well what is true, but actually it's not.
Yeah, you need individualized suspicion. You know, the idea that you can just go to any street corner and say, well, we know that people on this street corner engage in crime or, you know, that doesn't fly in the United States. You need to actually say this particular person did this particular thing that indicated that they were in the country illegally, that they didn't have documentation. And that's not something that's broadcast on people's faces. And yeah, most of the people, many of the people in some areas are in the country illegally, but that's not sufficient. And many of the people are not in the country illegally and should be, their rights should be protected as well.
Let me take a break, and I'm going to throw this out there. We're talking about philosophically here and the rule of law and the rule of man. And for those of you texting in that are saying, in the hell with it, they broke the law coming in, Joe Biden let them in, they need to be thrown out, all of that, and saying that we shouldn't pay attention to the Constitution and that what we're doing, rounding up people without due process, is proper and right. I'm going to put this out there. What if next election a Democrat wins and they decide that, you know what, we need to do something about the gun problem in this country and we're going to start rounding up guns? How would you feel then about no due process, even if people had guns illegally, if the government was to go out and just start guessing, like, in other words, to say, prove to me that you got this gun legally. Prove it to me. If not, I'm going to take it from you, I think is what we're talking about here. 720 traffic now, WWL. 720.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about immigration and the Constitution with David Beard, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. Not to muddy the waters, but I said back on the January 6th thing that people that were for this had to be careful because once you start hanging politicians, it's like eating potato chips. It's hard to stop. Similarly, I think once you start suspending the rules of the Constitution, much like potato chips, it's hard to stop. A couple of texts. As a former law enforcement officer, I can articulate reasonable suspicion all day long with a bunch of people hanging out in a parking lot at Home Depot. Somebody else said that's an easy one. Owning a gun is legal. Coming into the country without the proper steps is not. That's not the point. The example I gave before was, and if you can, David, expand, if the next president were to say, you know what, that's it, we're going to start rounding up guns, how this could be a step toward that without having any probable cause or suspicion that the gun was illegal, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And there's plenty of places in the country where guns aren't legal, and they want to make them even more illegal than they already are. So, yeah, look, the example is perfect. You can apply this in any other area. The reason why we have due process, the reason why we have standards for detaining people is to protect everyone's rights, all U.S. citizens, Americans. Once you start saying we're going to get rid of the rights for this group, or, you know, say we're going to assume that everyone in this area is here illegally and therefore they have no rights, then everyone in the United States' rights are under threat. And that's exactly what the Constitution is intended to protect against, is these types of intrusions without probable cause that you have done something in violation of the law.
Let's talk about what would make sense when it comes to immigration policy, because as it stands now, the decision of who got in the country and who didn't a lot of times was made by agents and not the people that were following policy, correct?
Well, absolutely. And it works both ways. We need the rule of law on entry. We need the rule of law on exit. That is what the Constitution stands for. That's what the founders stood for. And I think that's what, conservatives, libertarians should stand for, that principle as well. Whatever your policy goal is, it should be compatible with the rules of the Constitution and the principles of the rule of law. And no shortcuts. Do it the right way. That will be bulletproof in the courts. It will be the best thing in the long term for the country, because you never know when the devil turns around on you. If there's no Constitution to protect you, you have no protection.
To be clear, and I just want everybody to understand this, that's texting in, and you know, the two or three people that are texting in, all knee-jerk reaction and angry and everything, liberal this, that. No, this is not about being immigrant-friendly. This is about being Constitution-friendly and looking ahead to protecting the rights that we all have as Americans. Am I wrong?
Absolutely. I mean, look, you can say people are upset about judges and we're upset about, rulings from liberal justices just ignore the justices. Well, as soon as you get to that point in the country, that's the end of the rule of law, because as soon as you say one president gets to ignore judicial rulings or ignore the Constitution, then that's it. There's nothing left to protect our rights at that point from a government that is determined to destroy them. And so you might think, you know, everything that President Trump is doing, it doesn't violate the rule of law. It doesn't matter. He should still follow the principles of the Constitution, because that's the only way to make sure our rights are protected in the long term from people you are worried about.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your time as always. And the only thing I'll end it by saying, it's just like being at the popular lunch table with the kids, the popular kids at the lunch table. You might think it's pretty cool when you're at the lunch table with the popular kids today, but you're not going to think it's so cool tomorrow if you're not part of the in-group. We'll talk about West Nile when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. 743, 17 till 8. I think it's human nature that nobody really, you know, cares for police officers. They're a bunch of jerks, bunch of this, bunch of that, till you need one. And when it comes to lawyers, bunch of thieves, bunch of this, bunch of, until you need one. Plumbers, there you go, until you need one. And I think the same thing could be said for doctors, and as they try to prevent you from being sick, until you get sick, then you need one. And then it's kind of like, well, why didn't you tell me about this before, when in fact, they have told you about it before, you just didn't listen, and now you're looking for somebody to blame, so you blame them instead of you. With that, we welcome in Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. How you doing, Dr. Fred?
I'm all right, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay. Let's talk about West Nile virus. What's going on here?
Well, it's been detected in mosquitoes in the city, and that portends the fact that West Nile season is around the corner, and we may see some cases. Once it gets into the mosquitoes, it may be transmitted to humans. And this is the right time of year. As the precipitation increases, mosquitoes are going to thrive. And it just basically reminds us that we need to take precautions to minimize our exposure to those mosquitoes. So make sure that you don't go out at dusk or dawn when mosquitoes are biting. Make sure there's not a lot of standing water around your house, and minimize the chance that you're going to get bitten by maybe wearing long sleeves. And an insect repellent is very important.
What is West Nile, Doc?
It's a virus, and it's a virus that's found in the United States. It's found around the world. And for most people who get West Nile virus infection, they won't have any symptoms at all. In fact, about 80% of people won't even know they have been infected with the virus. About 20% actually develop West Nile fever, which is a lot like the flu. They may even get a rash in addition to flu-like symptoms. But a little less than 1 in 100 people will develop West Nile neuroinvasive disease, meaning it involves the central nervous system. So it can get into the brain and cause meningitis with stiff neck, fever, headache. It can cause encephalitis with swelling of the brain, where you might get convulsions and paralysis. And unfortunately, about 10% of people who develop that neuroinvasive complication will actually die secondary to this infection. So it's very morbid and potentially fatal, and we should minimize our exposure to mosquitoes during this time of the year, because we already know that some of the mosquitoes in the New Orleans area contain the virus. No human cases yet in this area, but already two in the northern part of the state. And this, again, is West Nile virus infection season.
What about throughout the country?
There have been some cases. It's early. I think that's part of why people are concerned, is this is a little earlier to be detecting the virus in the mosquitoes. So far, the last data that I saw shows that there are less than a dozen cases that have been reported in the United States, and about half of them look to be those neuroinvasive complications. The problem is that it's very underreported, because 80% of people who get infected don't have any symptoms. So it's out there. It's just a matter of the fact that the only people that we see are the ones who have symptoms, and usually the very severe symptoms.
I know people, and I know that some people just heard, even though this is not what you just said, well, if I'm not going to get sick, why do I care about it?
Well, you care about it because some people are going to get sick, and again, may have serious complications from it. Who are those people? I think it's important to recognize it's usually people who are older. 55 and older are the people, is the age range where most people who get West Nile are going to develop those symptoms and complications. The other group of people who are going to develop potentially severe complications are those who have comorbidities, chronic medical illnesses. Maybe they have transplanted organs. Their immune systems don't work quite as well. Those are the people who are most at risk for these severe complications.
There's no vaccine or anything like this. The trick is to just try to avoid getting bitten by a mosquito.
That's absolutely the case. Unfortunately, there is no vaccine for humans that is available, and we really just need to minimize our exposure during the season when we know West Nile virus is circulating. And that's now. It's not just West Nile, by the way. There are other viruses out there that are transmitted through mosquitoes, St. Louis encephalitis, for example. It's just that West Nile virus is the more common one, and that's the one that gets all of the attention. But mosquitoes thriving this time of year, and then some people who travel and come back, for example, with malaria or dengue, can get bitten by mosquitoes that then could potentially transmit it to other people. Not nearly as common as West Nile, but still a possibility.
Whatever happened to Zika?
Zika is still out there in certain parts of the world, not nearly as common as it was several years ago when it got a lot of attention. The same as that other virus transmitted by mosquitoes called chikungunya. We talked a lot about those viruses a couple of years ago, but not as common in the United States now. Doesn't mean that they can't come back or won't circulate, but for now, West Nile, St. Louis encephalitis, these are the ones that are getting more attention because they're more commonly circulating in the United States.
Is West Nile more of a concern for younger people, older people, everybody?
No, it's a concern for everyone, but the people who are most likely to develop complications, those neuroinvasive complications where you get brain swelling, and that's going to be more common in older people and more common in those people who have other medical comorbidities, diabetes, for example, heart failure, kidney failure, liver failure, organ transplants, patient with immunosuppressive medications. These are the individuals that really should be most concerned if they get infected with West Nile virus.
Anything else out there that can bite us or hurt us this time of year we need to be concerned with, Dr. Frank?
There's a lot, Tommy, but right now mosquito season is upon us, and make sure you go around your home. No standing water. I mean, that's where the mosquitoes are going to breed, and the more mosquitoes that are out there, particularly with West Nile virus and these other viruses circulating, we don't want to make the risk even greater.
So tell me again, if somebody were to have West Nile and have the symptoms, they would be what?
So most people aren't going to really present to a healthcare provider with West Nile because, as I mentioned, most are without symptoms. The 20% who develop West Nile fever are going to have a flu-like illness, which usually isn't going to be serious enough to cause them to go to a healthcare provider. It's just that less than 1 in 150 people who develop the brain complications, those are the individuals that are going to present. We talked about prevention. There's no vaccine, so preventing mosquito bites is the best thing that you can do. And there's no treatment for West Nile virus infections. It's supportive care. So for those individuals who get really sick and require hospitalization, we don't have an antiviral medication that targets West Nile. We just need to support them through the illness.
Thank you, Dr. Fred. Appreciate the information as always. Dr. Fred Lopez, Professor of Medicine, Section of Infectious Diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Just, man, go around your home, especially with it raining every afternoon. It is so easy to find something that's holding water and breeding mosquitoes and you're causing your own problems. So just either turn it over so it doesn't collect water in the first place or empty it every day. 752 traffic now, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.